This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. Preparing for the growing season means a lot of maintenance and checklists for growers. Some of the items on the checklist are obvious: seed selection, planter maintenance and optimization, and field work. However, there are several factors that might not be top of mind for farmers preparing to plant. We will hear more from Paul Sauer, product manager of Helena Ag, next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Paul Sauer is a product manager for Helena Ag and covers the northern portion of the state of Iowa. He says that farmers need to be aware of hard water and its effect on spray tanks.
When we're talking about mainly post-applied herbicides, the water carrier that we use in a tank mix, of course, water can be hard water. All right, water dissolves metals, and particularly iron, magnesium, and calcium. Iron, magnesium, and calcium, those metals that dissolve in your water, actually tie up our herbicides in the tank. All right, so we have to water condition our tanks. That's what water conditioners are for from an adjuvant standpoint. Condition that water to help out with the hard water cations that we're getting in our water that's deactivating our herbicide.
Sauer says all farmers need to test their water source.
When you're going and utilizing that, one thing that we like to see is people test their water source. All right, a lot of farmers use it, whether it's a well water, whether it's city water, whether it's a rural water system. Test your water, understand where you're at from an iron, magnesium, and calcium standpoint. By doing that, we then can better figure out how we're going to combat that from a water conditioning standpoint.
He passes along some final tips for farmers ready to get in their fields.
Make sure those soils are a fit soil, you know, whether it's temperature, moisture, make sure it's fit before you go out. Don't go out when it's too wet. From a planting perspective, check your seed depths, make sure your seed is where you need it to be, and of course, flowability, you know, whether you're using the talc graphite style product, make sure your planter is set up.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.